Overexposure to sunshine can be very harmful to health. It can be very, very painful, particularly for small children. We're not used to the sun here, and we tend sometimes to take too much advantage of it when we get a bright spell. Also, of course, there is the problem of people going away on holiday. Now, more and more people are going abroad where there's continuous sunshine. They're not used to it. They rush out, expose themselves to very intense sunlight for several hours, and may finish up ruining their holiday completely. When we do get a bout of sun, we shouldn't rush out too quickly and shouldn't be exposed for too long. Gradual exposure over a period is the best way of dealing with it. This allows the skin to build up a resistance, I can put it like that, to the deep penetrating rays of the sun that cause burning. Most people want to get a tan quickly. I think this is really what's at the bottom of it. They don't realise that if you expose for too long all at once, this won't cause tanning, it will cause burning. And the burning, of course, is very painful. There's a lot that we can do. Steady exposure over a long period, 10 minutes for the first day, then 20, then 30, gradually increasing the time. This doesn't mean to say that we've got to keep out of the sun altogether, but we shouldn't strip off for long periods. Now, this is particularly important for small children whose skins are much more delicate. We all too often see children who've been left out in a pram in the sun who've been burned because the mother wasn't aware of the very dangerous qualities of these penetrating rays. Also, too, many of the synthetic fibres that are used now for baby clothes and for adult clothes too do allow the burning rays to pass through. What we should do is gradual exposure over a period, making sure that the kind of clothing, light and loose, that we've got isn't the sort that will allow these burning rays to go through. If we acclimatise gradually over a long period, one can develop a tan without harmful effects coming along. There are substances that one can put on the skin, but again, these vary. Sometimes they accelerate tanning, sometimes they filter out the harmful rays of the sun. It's very important to take advice about a sun tan or a sun cream lotion to find out exactly what the substances in it will do. Because if you get the wrong one, you may finish up with something that you didn't want, peeling skin, blisters, and maybe even finish up in hospital. As I say, this is bad enough for adults, but it's particularly unpleasant for children.